Welcome back to Us and Tomorrow. I am Belinda, and today we are stepping into the world, plural, of one of science fiction and fantasy's most brilliant minds, Ursula K. Le Guin. Le Guin wasn't just a writer, she was an architect of possibilities. And I think she showed us futures and alternate worlds that felt real, lived in, and startlingly human. And her work remains as urgent now as it was when she first published A Wizard of Earthsea back in 1968. So, who was Ursula Le Guin? Ursula Le Guin was born in 1929 in Berkeley, California. She grew up surrounded by anthropology and storytelling. So her father was anthropologist Alfred Kruber, and her mother Theodora Kruber wrote books about Native Californian culture. That background shaped her sense of culture as something living and fluid, which you can feel in almost every story she wrote. Le Guin published more than 20 novels, a dozen poetry collections, essays, and countless short stories. She's best known for two major series, the Earthsea Fantasy Cycle and the Haynish Cycle of science fiction novels, including The Left Hand of Darkness. But she didn't think of her work as separate genres. She just wrote stories about people, and sometimes those people lived in worlds that had dragons or interstellar travel. What makes Le Guin's work stand out is how she used fiction to ask, what if? Not in a simple, like, superficial way. Take The Left Hand of Darkness, published in 1969. It's set on a frozen planet where the inhabitants are androgynous. They can become male or female during different phases of their reproductive cycle. And through this lens, Le Guin explores gender, politics, and the difficulty of true communication between different cultures. Or look at The Dispossessed. It's a story about two worlds, one very much like ours, a capitalist society, and the other, a sparse but egalitarian anarchist society. The book doesn't romanticize either world. Each one has flaws, but instead it asks us to think deeply about how we want to organize our lives. And Le Guin wasn't about utopias. She didn't believe in easy solutions. She believed in showing us systems, economic, social, gendered, and how they could be different. She gave us the tools to imagine better futures by first showing us the status quo is not inevitable. And this is crucial, because when we can't imagine alternatives, we can't create them. Le Guin's Earthsea books are often described as children's fantasy, but they are some of the most profound meditations on balance, death, and power you'll ever read. She imagined a world where magic isn't about flashy spells, but about knowing the true names of things. Words in Earthsea have weight. Power comes with responsibility, and imbalance, using power selfishly, has real consequences. And I think that's part of why her work endures. She respected her readers, even the young ones. She believed fiction could teach us how to live with more humility and awareness. One of my favorite Le Guin quotes is from A Wizard of Earthsea. To light a candle is to cast a shadow. That line captures her moral complexity, and that every action has a ripple effect, good and bad, and we need to be mindful of that. Ursula Le Guin passed away in 2018, but her work feels more alive than ever. And in a time of climate crisis, rising inequality, and social upheaval, her writing reminds us of two essential truths. One, the world as it is isn't fixed. Systems can be changed, hierarchies can be questioned, and two, change begins with imagination. In her 2014 National Book Award speech, Le Guin said, "We will need writers who can remember freedom, poets, visionaries, realists of a larger reality." That line gives me chills, because it's a call to all of us. Whether or not you're a writer, imagining better futures is a radical act. If you haven't read Le Guin, pick up The Left Hand of Darkness, or The Dispossessed, or A Wizard of Earthsea. Let her words rearrange how you see the world. Because Le Guin didn't just write stories about dragons and distant planets, she wrote stories about us and about the tomorrows we might build together. So thank you for listening to Us and Tomorrow. If you like this episode, please share it with someone who loves stories that matter. I'm Belinda, and I will see you next time.